Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunny today with our high nearing 82. Staying mostly clear overnight tonight with our low around 59. More sunshine throughout Tuesday with our high nearing 87 and clear with a low around 64 Tuesday night. Warming up on Wednesday, more sunshine with our high of 91 and clear skies Wednesday night with a low around 71. Sunshine on Thursday with a high of 96. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 55 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. A Kansas man died after being thrown from a motorcycle at 9:35 p.m. Saturday. A Harley-Davidson Fat Boy driven by Michael Arthur Green, 57, of Kansas City, was eastbound on Kansas 16 East of Wellman Road on June 25th. That's in Jefferson County. That's according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. The driver failed to negotiate the curve to the south and was thrown from the motorcycle and came to rest in a ditch. Green was pronounced dead at the scene. KHP reported he was not wearing a helmet. Raleigh County Police will start to hand out mandatory court dates to those caught smoking cigarettes or e-cigarettes in city parks, specifically Blue Earth Plaza. Raleigh County Police Department noted that signage will be put in place around Manhattan parks to remind residents of the no-smoking zone. Those caught smoking in city parks, specifically Blue Earth Plaza, will be required to show up in court. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more.
Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
A Kansas man has been sentenced for sexual assault involving children in his home. Timothy Glenn Martins, 47, of Lawrence, has been sentenced to life in prison with no possibility of parole for 25 years after he was convicted of child sex crimes. That's according to a media release from the Douglas County Attorney. Martin was also sentenced to 4 years and 1 month for one other count of aggravated indecent liberties with a child and 2 years and 7 months for indecent liberties with a child. A Wichita couple decided to get married Saturday at a Pride event instead of waiting until later this year after a Supreme Court justice suggested the court should consider overturning rulings legalizing same-sex marriage and striking down laws criminalizing gay sex. Elliot and Juniper Chibbs got married in front of hundreds of people at Navsker Park in Wichita. Their marriage is legal now, but they worry that could change. Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple, who attended the Pride event, said the court's ruling is a wake-up that other rights are at risk now. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas. This Mid-American Network News.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan. Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. Nebraska could be headed to a special session to try to ban abortions now that the U.S. Supreme Court has given states that power. But it's unclear whether one will actually happen and what type of restrictions might win enough support to pass. Governor Pete Ricketts said he would work with Speaker of the Legislature, Mike Hilgers, to try to find a way to ban abortions, but hasn't yet committed to a special session. Ricketts, a conservative Republican who vehemently opposes abortion, praised the ruling as, quote, a victory for the people. The Nebraska Supreme Court has denied the post-conviction appeal of a death row inmate who said his defense attorney was so inept that his right to a fair trial had been compromised. Roy Ellis Jr. was convicted of first-degree murder and sentenced to death for the 2005 killing of 12-year-old Amber Harris. In its ruling on Friday, the state's high court said Ellis's argument that his trial lawyer failed to effectively challenge prosecutors' DNA evidence was without merit. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
The bakers of Earth Grains breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week approved a $2 per hour premium pay for hours worked during the COVID pandemic, April 1st of 2020 through March 31st, 2021, for any current employees who were employed during that period of time. The motion passed on a 2-to-1 vote, with Barb Kiekhafer voting no, noting that her vote did not mean she didn't think employees deserved more pay, but that adjustments should be made to the pay scale to make it more fair. Kiekhafer wanted to wait a week on the premium pay vote until the American Rescue Plan fund expenditures list was more complete. The board further discussed the pros and cons of adjusting pay lines and understand the need to increase pay throughout the county to remain competitive in the job market. They will be reassessing the pay scale and likely making adjustments to go into effect on January 1st with the new budget year. The Marshall County Health Department reopened last week in the Landall-owned building at 1500 Center Street in Marysville. Adjusters have inspected storm damage at the 600 Broadway location and said a preliminary report will take approximately 10 days. Washington County Commissioners last week discussed the county fair and heard reports of recent improvements and changes at the fairgrounds, as well as budgeting proposed for the next year. Discussion of roads included conversation regarding the width of gravel roads, with some concern heard that larger equipment has challenges navigating deeper ditches. Resealing options for hard surface roads were also discussed. No final decisions were made. Nemahal County Commissioners discussed the county employee wages, as well as the sick and vacation policy moving forward at last week's meeting. A train locomotive derailed near Beatrice early Friday afternoon. The Burlington Northern engine was retracked at Southwest 75th near West Hickory Road, north of Beatrice near Hogue at an industrial area. No injuries or other damage were reported. $50,000 bond was set in Nemahal County District Court for a Havensville man. 28-year-old Joseph Keene was taken into custody last week on a Nemahal County warrant for sexual exploitation of a child. Faye K. Downey, age 75, of Marysville, passed away June 21st. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Monday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Faye Downey. Marjorie A. Bergman, age 93, of Lillis, passed away June 20th. Mass of Christian burial Tuesday, 10:30 at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Lillis. Burial will follow in the church cemetery. Rosary service at the church Monday at 7, with a visitation at the church Monday from 6 until 8. Campanella Stewart funeral home of Wamego in charge of arrangements for Marjorie Bergman. LaVon E. Hornbostel, age 88, of Lynn Palmer area, passed away June 23rd. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church, Palmer. Burial of the church cemetery. Visitation Monday, 3 until 8 p.m. Family will greet friends Monday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for LaVon Hornbostel. Ruth L. Dorn, age 86, of Wymore, passed away June 8th. A graveside service is planned Tuesday, June 28th, 11 a.m. at the Christ Lutheran Cemetery, rural Pickerel. Visitation Monday, 4 until 8 p.m. Family will greet friends Monday from 6 until 7 p.m. at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Ruth Dorn. Dennis Skip L. Pfeiffer, age 76, of Wymore, passed away Thursday. Memorial service is planned Tuesday, 11 a.m. at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice. Visitation Monday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday from 6 until 8 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Dennis Skip Pfeiffer. Audrey Louise Searcy, age 86, passed away June 21st. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Wymore Church of Christ. Burial in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 7:30. At the Laughlin Ovett Funeral Home of Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Louise Searcy. Leo A. Hazenkamp, age 8 months, of Washington, passed away June 22nd. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Visitation Tuesday, 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Leo Hazenkamp. A graveside service for Joan Myers, age 85, of Centralia, who passed away 2 years ago, is planned Wednesday, June 29th, 2 p.m. at the Centralia City Cemetery, with the Lauer Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Joan Myers. Mary E. Lamberting Wimpy, age 94, of Manhattan, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service is planned July 4th at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville, with details to follow. Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Mary Lamberting Wimpy. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, pork loin, baby bakers, Normandy blend, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, smothered steak, mashed potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and peach crisp. KNDY News Time 7:16.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny and warmer today with our highs in the lower to upper 80s throughout Iowa, the lower 80s and lower 90s throughout Nebraska, the lower 70s and lower 80s throughout Kansas, and the lower 80s throughout Missouri. Staying mostly clear overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper 50s throughout Kansas, and the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Missouri. Staying sunny throughout Tuesday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the lower 90s throughout Nebraska, the mid-80s and lower 90s throughout Kansas, and the mid-80s throughout Missouri. And clear skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s throughout Iowa, the mid to upper 60s throughout Nebraska, the lower 60s throughout Kansas, and the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Missouri. And temperatures will warm up on Wednesday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late June, 89. Record high on this date, 109. The average low, 67, and the record low, 46. Sunset this evening, 8:58. Sunrise in the morning at 6:03. Sunshine and 54 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 27th of June. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Is it time for a new car, truck, or SUV? You're guaranteed to find it at Crown Over Auto Sales. Stop by and see the pre-owned cars and trucks on their lot. Now through July 8th, when you buy a vehicle, choose between a $150 detail voucher, a $100 Richardson fireworks voucher, or take $70 in cash. They also trade boats, motorcycles, cars, and trucks. Open 7 days a week with the lowest prices in the area. That's Crown Over Auto Sales across from Prairie Valley Vet in Marysville. Visit Crown Over Auto Sales.
No three-peat for the Lightning. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Colorado Avalanche won the Stanley Cup in six games over the two-time defending champs, Tampa Bay Lightning. Mid-second period, tied at one.
Manson McKinnon, back for Manson, tapped over, score! Oh! It's Arturi Lehkonen! It's a work of art!
The call on KKSE, that go-ahead goal by Arturi Lehkonen, gave Colorado a 2-1 lead they would not relinquish. 2-1 the final, the Avs' third Stanley Cup championship. Cale Makar won the postseason MVP honors. A day after being no-hit by the Astros, the Yankees didn't get a hit Sunday until the seventh inning. A late rally tied things at three to send it to extras. Bottom ten, Aaron Judge at the plate.
Swung on and hit in the inner deep left. That goes high. It is far. It is gone. It's a walk-off three-run home run.
John Sterling with the call on WFAN. Yankees win 6-3. Unpleasantries in Anaheim. The Mariners and Angels got into a brawl. After being hit by a pitch, A's outfielder Jesse Winker charged the Angels' dugout. Injured Angels star Anthony Rendon even got into it, hitting Winker with an open hand. Six players, both managers, ejected. Angels won 2-1. Former Dodger closer Kenley Jansen came in to protect a two-run lead for the Braves against his former team.
Ready to deal now, 1-2. The pitch swung on and a base hit to right field. Lux will score. Here comes Taylor to tie the game. And the Dodgers, down to their last strike twice, have now tied it up.
The call on Dodgers Radio 570, Trace Thompson's two-run single in the ninth helped send the game to extra innings where the Dodgers edged the Braves 5-3. The unlikely became fact. Mississippi, a long shot to even get into the College World Series, was the last team to get into it, and the last team standing, sweeping Oklahoma in the College World Series finals, winning 4-2 on Sunday. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a like-new, one-owner trade-in, 2021 Chevy Silverado 2500 HD High Country Edition pickup. 20,000 miles on this like-new truck ready to roll. They have a 2019 Chevy Traverse, 31,000 miles, and a 2017 GMC Acadia, priced under $20,000 at the Nordis Motor Company.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The U.S. Department of Commerce made a final determination on imported fertilizers and unfair subsidies. The department found that urea ammonia nitrate fertilizer exported to the U.S. was subsidized and sold at less than normal value in the U.S. market during its period of investigation. The National Corn Growers say it's an important step in the process, but the ruling won't on its own lead to the placement of duties on nitrogen fertilizers shipped into the country. The final stage of the process expected later on this summer when the International Trade Commission makes a final ruling. Brooke Appleton, Vice President of Public Policy for the Corn Growers, said placing tariffs on nitrogen fertilizers will land yet another blow to farmers who are already dealing with a host of challenges. Says farmers can't win with one hand tied behind their backs, and these actions getting pushed by fertilizer companies will continue to tie their hands. U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm is expressing interest in possibly lifting smoke-fighting gasoline rules to help fight high gas prices at the nation's pumps. The secretary also backed off a plan to ban fuel exports during wide-ranging meetings with refiners. Tensions are high between President Biden and the oil refiners right now, and the two sides departed the meeting far apart on a possible solution. Industry sources say both sides will continue talking, and the president recently been critical of the oil industry CEOs for pulling in huge profits from a supply crunch made worse by Russia's invading of Ukraine. The White House, unhappy with the refining industry's move to idle about 1 million barrels per day of production capacity since 2020. Administration officials say the companies need to use those profits to restart plants and help fill the supply gap. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are looking to hire new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL. Stop by either office in Marysville at 1194 Pony Express Highway or in Seneca at 1201 Baltimore to pick up an application. Again, Marysville and Seneca Ready Mix are hiring new drivers with Class A or Class B CDL.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Harvest update here with the Mid-America Ag Network. Brought to you by Abilene Machine. When you need ag replacement parts, you need them fast. Whether you're looking for new, used, or remanufactured parts, Abilene Machine has more than 40,000 parts stock nationwide and ready to ship to you. For convenient ordering, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, visit them online at AbileneMachine.com. Well, as we go through harvest, things are moving its way westward across the state of Kansas as the Kansas Wheat Commission visited with some farmers, including John Burning out of Scott City, Kansas, talking about how their harvest is going as they're just about wrapped up.
John Burning with Burning Farms in Scott City was pretty happy with how the harvest is going. With only a day or two of harvest remaining, he is seeing a wide range of yields across the farm's acreage, from 35 to 80 bushels per acre. Test weights are heavy at 64 pounds per bushel, and some fields have protein in the mid-teens. Moisture is varying between 11 and 12%.
As of right now, Kansas is roughly 35% complete with their winter wheat harvest. Texas is getting closer to being done at near 78% complete, and Oklahoma is sitting at 89%. And down in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission Executive Director Mike Schulte says it's been a tough year for wheat producers in their state.
You know, it just really was a tough year all the way around just due to the drought conditions all over the wheat corridor from southwest Oklahoma up into north central Oklahoma. You know, I think producers in a lot of areas are really surprised that the yields are doing a little bit better than what they had anticipated. That's not to say that, you know, we certainly had complete losses in far southwest Oklahoma regions. And then we had the hailstorms that we had to deal with in south central Oklahoma. So that hindered us from getting harvest moving just due to the heavy rains and then hail damage that we had received in those regions. But as we've gotten into central regions of the state and north central regions, things did get a little bit better as harvest progressed.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort is the place to be for summer fun. Bring the family to our spacious indoor water park for plenty of smiles and splash while you pile up the cash on our casino floor. There's always more at Seven Clans Casino and Resort. More rewards when using your Seven Clans rewards card. More red spins and more jackpots and more entertainment. We bring the best in live concerts and events right here in North Central Oklahoma. Plan a weekend and come see us for more at Seven Clans Casino and Resort, where the winners play. Highway 77 in Newkirk.
Did the hail hit your house? Then now's the time to call Burwell Roofing and Construction, 316-794-3430. Don't wait for your insurance agent to get your roof and home inspected. Call Burwell Roofing and Construction, a local roofing company, 316-794-3430. Burwell works with all insurances, 316-794-3430. It doesn't take much for a hailstone to damage your roof and siding, so don't trust the door knockers from out of town. Burwell Roofing and Construction, a local roofing company, 794.
Collecting cattails for flower arrangements? We share some preservation techniques on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, June 27th, the 178th day of the year. Bob Keeshan, better known as Captain Kangaroo, was born on this day in 1927, and O Canada was proclaimed Canada's official national anthem on this day in 1980. Cattails are growing abundantly now along creek beds and marshy areas, and many of us routinely gathered a few for dried flower arrangements. Here's a few things you need to know. Choose cattails that are only slightly larger than a pencil's diameter. They'll hold up better and are less likely to burst. Many people find a good coating of hairspray is all the preservative needed. Another method is to dip them in a solution of 9 parts water and 1 part Elmer's glue. It'll steal your cattails indefinitely, and it doesn't leave them with that shiny hairspray luster. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY. Sunshine, but a pleasant 54-degree start to our Monday. Mild highs in the low to mid 80s on tap starting our week ahead.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, KU's Bryce Hopple has done it again. The former Jayhawk won his third career USATF title in the 800-meter Sunday in Eugene, Oregon. The win qualifies him for the World Outdoor Championships next month, also in Eugene. He'll once again be coached by KU head coach Stanley Redwine, who was chosen to lead the Team USA men's team. The meet runs July 15th through the 24th. When KU big man David McCormick didn't hear his name called in Thursday night's 58-pick NBA draft, his response came in the form of one word, bet. Now the former Jayhawk will have a shot at the NBA. McCormick has signed an Exhibit 10 contract with the Minnesota Timberwolves, which means he'll join the team for the NBA Summer League and training camp to compete for a roster spot. It's a one-year, non-guaranteed deal. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
KNDY.
A dozen red roses and a simple bouquet arrived at the church on her wedding day. Bridesmaids gather round her, last details done, but a dozen red roses, who could they be from? The moment was close now, the church filled with light. She stood like a picture in a glow of white. All her friends waiting, the music softly played. Yet she reached for the roses on the table where they lay. Teardrop fell. Yes, she lifted her veil and slowly read the card. You're in your room sleeping as I write these words. I know you won't read them till years from now. Better man, better all.
from my mistakes. Once I pass this heartache, I know when the hurting stops, I'll be a better man, better dog. I know wrong wasn't built in a day, but there's a lot of good memories in my way. And if I had it all to over again, I wouldn't change a thing except for the end. Gonna be some pain, gotta pay the cost, but in the long run, I'll be a better man, better dog. Gonna find my pride, self-esteem, get on with my life, follow my dreams, ain't looking back. Learn from my mistakes, once I pass this heartache, hurting stops, I'll be a better man, better dog. I'm gonna learn from my mistakes. Once I pass this heartache, I know when the hurting stops, I'll be a better man, better dog.